Yeah, absolutely. And if you want, you know, where would you put the filter? Between the mic and the radio, or between the radio and the power source, or what? You know, that depends on exactly where it's coming and how it's receiving it. It could just be something that that your alternator is putting out that your stock mic just doesn't pick up, where this one is super sensitive and does pick it up. I don't know. You're starting to get into stuff way over my head.
No, I hear where you're coming from. I think it's a problem with the mic. I think it's the way they designed it. They probably got some bugs in it or something. And Jack, I was talking to Jack. I'm sure you've heard of him yesterday. I forgot his call sign, but he was saying something about a filter, but I haven't got into it far enough to find out where I would get a filter, where I would put it. So I have to do some research, I guess. But I suppose if it's not that bad sounding, I might not even worry about it.
I was on that conversation last night. Yeah, it sounds exactly the same as it was last night. So nothing really changed. And I really wouldn't worry about it. I wouldn't worry about it. It's not something that's impeding your ability to speak through the system.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, I appreciate
it's not
that.
An annoying sound.
Same conversation,
you know, it's not
again
like
today.
A buzz,
I tried again. I just started the engine back up and driving.
Sound
so
instead of your voice,
I guess I'll just live with
coming
it.
Through loud and clear.
I appreciate
you
it.
Just hear a little bit of. It's almost like having a fan on in the background. That's about what it sounds like.